Now, I would like, very briefly, to try to summarize a certain aspect of Indian contemplation, which seems to me to throw a very vivid light on the aim and techniques of Indian art. This is the very well-known, celebrated Kundalini Yoga. The yoga that consists in awakening the power of the psyche and bringing it up to its full flowering. The word Kundalini means the coiled up one, and it refers to the spiritual energy of the individual, which is thought of as a coiled up serpent biting its own tail. And this coiled up serpent resides at the base of the spine in the coccyx, and that little tail at the end of the spine, those little joints. Sitting in an erect posture, thinking certain assigned thoughts, pronouncing certain syllables, and breathing in a certain way, in a certain number of counts, holding, then out. In through one nostril, out through the other. In through the second nostril, out through the first. This kind of thing, quite a physical exercise as well as a spiritual one. One is to awaken this coiled up serpent so that the head lifts and the serpent starts up the spine. This is the image. Now it's thought that through the spine there run a spiritual channel. And along this channel are a number of centers known as lotuses. And these lotuses are located at certain very specific points up the spine. They correspond to certain of the ductless glands in their positions. I will go through them very briefly, indicating, if I can, what the precise experience is, way of experience, that is associated with each of the lotuses. The first, which is called Muladhara, which means the root base, is this lotus at the root of the spine where the serpent is coiled up and inert, so to say. A person in this state of this first chakra would be one with no spiritual energy whatsoever. He would be an inert dope. The awakened Kundalini starts up the through the centers. Now the second center, which is called Svadhisthana, which means her favorite resort, the energy is thought of as female. This is at the level of the genital organs. And when the energy reaches this point, the person's whole concern is sex. Everything means sex. Sex is the goal of life. Sex is the reference of everything. In other words, the person has a completely Freudian psyche. And I think we might say that Freud's psychoanalysis is dedicated to the second chakra. When the Kundalini comes up one further chakra, one further lotus or joint, it is at the level of the navel. This is called Manipura, the city of the glowing jewel. Here, the interest is in consuming everything, being master of everything, eating everything, turning it into your own substance. This is the level of the master man who goes out and whips the world. This is the level of the Adlerian will to power psychology. So we may say that Adler's psychology is that of the third chakra. And we got a long way to go because there are seven of these. Now it's clear that on these levels, the individual satisfaction must come from a relationship to something outside, to an outer object. In the first case, in the case of the second chakra, with an erotic emphasis, in the second, with a power emphasis. Conquest and defeat, or erotic success or failure. The world is interpreted in terms of the implications of these two chakras by the people concerned.